Okay, thanks, Brother Steve. For those of you who are not here on Sunday, there are extra copies of the outline that are here you can have. And I believe they're also toward the mark, pamphlets, magazines to be distributed as well. So everybody can hear or see this, okay? Again, for those who are not here, just as a recap, as Brother Steve said, it is really a burden on some of our hearts that the truth of creation, which, as many of you know, has really been attacked viciously outside of, obviously, without the Christian realm. In the real world, it's attacked. And many of you obviously have been through the school systems, particularly the secular systems, the non-Christian systems. And you know that it is almost a given that people believe that we came here by a random process called evolution. And in some cases, in some quarters, that we are looked upon as being not very intelligent or a little bit backwards to think that we can still believe what the Bible says. And I really would like, let me just make a point here. I don't have all the answers, neither does Steve. But we believe that God's word has the answers, number one. God's word is the authority. I also want to say this, and this may, some brethren may think differently, but I also believe that true science does not contradict the Bible. Wherever, you know, if you really are doing good science, and you look at the evidence or you look at the facts that you've, the data you've collected, the collecting that data does not normally, does not contradict the Bible. What happens is that scientists interpret data. That's where the problem lies. Another point I want to make is this. I really believe that, it's a very interesting that, let me tell you something, we did not discuss our exercise with the global brethren. It was really shocking to find that after we had done what we had done and thought we had concluded on this like weeks ago, maybe months ago, this is what we're going to do, the brethren pick up Noah in the general Bible study. Okay? And somebody said that the young people did something on Genesis recently. Okay. You know, the Spirit of God is on earth. This is not a theory or a doctrine. Well, it's a doctrine, but it's true. The Spirit of God must be bringing us to a realization that this is real. This is a fundamental truth. Fundamental. If we don't hold on to this, we have nothing. So anyway, I don't want to overstate the truth, but that's what I believe. As Brother Steve said, we really saw on Sunday that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, is really the creator. And we really, when we view scriptures like that and see how awesome he is, when you look at the scriptures, you look at, we also made a point that that I believe that God wants us to actually look at the creation, not to worship the creation, but that the creation demonstrates his awesome power. And that, as we examine it, shows us something about himself. So I think that's some of the key things that we talked about. Let's move on today, and I hope that as we go through this, you will sort of become clear to you. We're going to look at Genesis 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2. We're going to discuss a viewpoint that some people hold. We're going to talk a little bit about, in fact, maybe a lot about what may have taken place some years ago. Eventually, we're going to get into the very concrete portions in Genesis chapter 1, those 6 days. What happened during those 6 days? After that, there's also a dialogue about that. And then after that, I do have some definitions towards the end, which, depending on how time is going, we can look at them. Because some people asked questions last time about the definition, and I have a bunch of definitions here. Okay, so if you look, Genesis 1, verse 1. This is, we all knew this verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's a statement. That's just a clear statement. And as somebody said in another class we were doing, that in the beginning, God was there. The Bible starts off with the very clear statement, in the beginning, God. He was there. Again, I don't know much Hebrew. In fact, no Hebrew, really. But the word there for God apparently is Elohim.
and it has the thought of, correct me if I'm wrong, it's more than one, and yet it's one. It's, in essence, we have the Trinity right in there. Right? So it's there hidden in the language. So He, God, created the heavens and the earth. And then in verse 2, notice that. In verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. Heavens and the earth. Then in verse 2, the scriptures say, and this is interesting, I saw this the other night. The earth was without form and void. Now I put in parentheses there what Derby says. I think that sometimes in this context it really helps to make things clear. The earth was waste and empty, or became waste and empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. I've highlighted a few things there. One thing I want you to realize is that at the very beginning, think of it this way. This is even before the first day. That the earth was waste and empty, without form. It was this blob of matter, without form. It was also dark. It was all darkness. And it was all water. Where we are now is all covered with water. So I like to think of that. That's the reality. That's what it was like to start with. Darkness. It was matter. And all covered with water. Now, these are the facts. Okay, now. This is where it gets interesting. In fact, it's all interesting. If you look at this. That many believers, many Christians believe that something happened, right? Something happened between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. Something happened. I just want to give it away on this slide. You can see it. We believe that there was a rebellion in heaven, led by Satan, and that Satan was judged. Okay? Now, Steve is telling me this is a time to pause. Question. Okay.
I thought you were pointing to me when you spoke about the rebellion.
Very appropriate. But we would like for you, I mean, this is, I'm not sure, you folks, this is not the first time you've heard this. I'm not teaching you anything new. But does anyone have any scriptures that would relate to what you have heard to be the event that took place